Now some news from the world of sports. The U.S. biathlon team continues to rack up wins at the World Cup in Hochfilzen in Austria, and skiers with ties to Vermont keep finding their ways to the podium. Last week, UVM alum Lowell Bailey became the first American ever to win a biathlon world championship. And yesterday, Barton native Susan Dunkley took silver in the women's 12.5-kilometer race, the mass race. Dunkley very nearly took the gold, leading for most of the race until overtaken in the final kilometer by Germany's Laura Dahlmeier, who finished just 4 seconds ahead of Dunkley. Dunkley graduated from Dartmouth in 2008, and with her silver medal yesterday, becomes the first American woman to capture an individual medal at an Olympics or Worlds event. The Castleton women's alpine ski team finished second in yesterday's slalom at West Mountain in the USCSA Eastern Regional Championships. The Spartans had three top 10 finishers, Lynn Jumengo and Kirsten Kruk and Kylie Mackey. Castleton's second place mark put them at second place in the combined standings, and it moves them on to the upcoming USCSA National Championships in Bend, Oregon, which happen next month. Same story for the Castleton men, who took second place at West Mountain with three top 10 finishers in Eric Broback, Jan Klindick, and Matt Couture. So the Spartan men will also compete in the USCSA Nationals in Oregon next month. Over the weekend, the Essex girls gymnastic team did what it does, and that's win state titles. Make it 12 in a row now for the Hornets. They have not lost a state meet since 2010. The University of Vermont men's hockey team skated to consecutive ties over the weekend against the same team, Boston College, 3-3 on Friday and 2-2 on Saturday. And like deja vu all over again, it was Brian Bowen twice, bringing back UVM from one-goal deficits to avoid a loss in both those games. In the annual CSB Cup at Carnes Arena Saturday afternoon, Champlain Valley Union High School beat South Burlington 4-1 to win the cup and snapped South Burlington's streak of 6 cup wins in a row. To the pro ice now, the NHL and the Boston Bruins returned from their bye week to start a West Coast road trip in San Jose last night, and they came away with a 2-1 overtime win against the Sharks to remain undefeated under interim coach Bruce Cassidy. The game-winning goal was a thing of timing and beauty. Skating 3-on-3 in the overtime, the Bruins won a draw in their own end of the ice by maybe the best faceoff specialist in the game, Patrice Bergeron. He got the puck to defenseman Torrey Krug, and while all this was happening, Brad Marchand was taking off through center ice and into the clear to collect a perfect stretch aerial pass from Krug. Marchand skated in all alone on Martin Jones for the breakaway, put the puck on his backhand, and calmly slid it 5-hole for the game winner. Ryan Spooner had scored the Bruins' other goal on the night, and Tuukka Rask made 29 saves in net for the win. The bye week is something new the NHL has tried this season. No one really seems to like it. Most teams returning from their mandated 5-day break come back rusty, and they end up losing. In fact, the Bruins are just the fourth team out of 20 who have had their bye weeks already to win their first game back. Road swing continues for the Bruins Wednesday night against the Ducks in Anaheim. Elsewhere, the New York Rangers edged the Washington Capitals 2-1 on a third-period goal by Mats Zuccarello. The NBA played its annual How Many Points Can We Score If No One Plays Defense contest, also known as the All-Star Game. If you think I'm exaggerating, consider the final score from last night's game, which you may have heard already on NPR News. The West beat the East 192-182. That's a score that would make even the Harlem Globetrotters blush. Anthony Davis scored an all-star record 52 points. Now, there was a big trade in the league announced yesterday as the Sacramento Kings parted ways with their talented but troubled all-star center DeMarcus Cousins, sending him to the New Orleans Pelicans for Omri Caspi in exchange, or with Omri Caspi in exchange for Buddy Hield and Tyreek Evans and Langston Galloway, plus a 2017 first and second round draft pick. And the deal will be submitted for league approval today, according to ESPN. Bit of a shocker, because just 2 weeks ago, the Kings said Cousins would not be dealt, as rumors swirled that he would. He's one of the best offensive centers in the game, but recently served a one-game suspension after picking up his 17th technical foul of the season. Cousins is a New Orleans native, but had professed his desire to stay in Sacramento.